This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The investigation into the destruction of the Space Shuttle Columbia is pointing in new directions as NASA engineers pore over the information they have gathered. Speculation over the weekend centered on the shuttle's protective tiles and an incident at liftoff that may have caused some tile damage. That idea faded a bit yesterday as engineers turned their attention to the landing gear compartment in the shuttle's left wing. There's growing evidence that's where the trouble started. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Houston.
NASA is putting together a meticulous history of the Space Shuttle Columbia's final few minutes. The first sign of trouble showed up about 7 minutes before Columbia and its seven-member crew lost contact with the ground. A sensor noted that temperature was rising in the chamber that holds the left landing gear, the wheel well, inside the left wing. At about the same time, an observer in California says he saw debris falling from the shuttle as it zoomed east toward its landing strip in Florida. Next, the left side of the space shuttle, adjoining the wing, heated up by an alarming 60 degrees over the course of 5 minutes. NASA official Ron Dittamore said at a news conference yesterday that overheating is proving to be critical and that the wheel well, where the landing gear stays during flight, is especially vulnerable. As a result, it gets careful protection with the heat-shielding tiles.
We certainly know that the wheel well area is one of our sensitive areas thermally. We've analyzed that area intensively in the past, and the loss of any one single tile, we believe, would not be a cause for loss of a vehicle.
Something more had to be going on. That's another bit of evidence that discounts the role of an incident at liftoff. Engineers at the time noticed that a piece of foam insulation fell from the shuttle's external tank and hit the edge of the shuttle's wing, not near the landing gear door. Dittamore says he still believes the analysis, done after liftoff, that concluded that the foam did not do significant damage to the shuttle. A reporter asked him, then, whether there might have been something amiss with the hatch that covers the landing gear, or another door on the underside of the wing that's also supposed to be shut tight for landing.
I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking, but I can't go beyond that. And I want to be careful that I don't jump to conclusions, because if I do, I'll miss something else that may be very important.
Dittamore and his colleagues take this failure very personally. They wonder whether they did everything they could to make sure the flight was safe. Bob Cabana, director of flight crew operations, stared blankly ahead with a stunned expression on his face throughout the news conference. When he spoke, the reason was clear.
Strapping into that rocket, going flying in space, we all know what risk we accept. That's an easy risk to accept. The difficult risk to accept is strapping your friends into that rocket and launching them into space. And believe me, that's none of the decisions that are made are taken lightly. They're taken with the gravest concern.
Many other clues emerged in the first 24 hours following the accident. For one thing, the computer that controls the flight at this elevation had to call on the shuttle's control flaps to move much more dramatically than on any other flight in the history of the space shuttle program to keep the spacecraft on its optimal flight path. That's a sign that something on the left wing was catching the thin air and creating extra drag. Dittamore said clues like this haven't revealed the whole story, but they are adding up.
Just the difference between yesterday at this time and today has been significant. And I believe another 24 hours will be even more helpful.
A top priority will be to examine an additional 32 seconds of flight information which had been beamed down from the shuttle in its final minutes of flight. It had originally been filed by the computers at Mission Control as garbled and unusable information, but Dittamore is sure that the engineers there will be able to ungarble the transmission and glean more from the Columbia's final transmission. Richard Harris, NPR News, at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.